Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Perfect.
Tomorrow in our 10 o'clock hour, Carolyn Fidler, political editorial director for Courier Newsroom. But joining me now is Led Zeppelin fan Jeff Smith. Jeff and I have been friends for 20 years now or so, and I had no idea till this morning you were a Led Zeppelin fan. Just it has never come up. Probably
there are
because,
some secrets you just keep hidden.
Well, and every time you're in the car with me, I'm usually playing, you know, the Carpenters or Barry Manilow or something, and you don't say anything.
Brad, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a good friend that way. This is a poor substitute for the visits that we should be having, which are normally done either over a burger at the Amber Inn or a hot beef at Ray's on Water Street in Eau Claire. And we will have to do that again, but I do believe election season isn't that amenable to lunch dates. So can we set something up in November?
Yeah, let's do that right away in November. I'm going to need it.
Trust me, I know. We are talking to Senator Jeff Smith. We talked a bit about his stop and talk and the conversations being held in the district. But now I want to turn to a couple of issues that are happening in Madison, in the legislature, or should be happening. But of course, nothing's happening because the Republican leadership put themselves on a 10-month paid vacation. So I led the last segment talking about the nearly $5 billion state surplus and how Governor Evers has a plan for it and Republicans don't. In fact, Senate President Dale Capenga was asked by, I think, WTMJ late last week about whether they would consider calling themselves back into session to consider the Evers surplus plan or some other plan of their own for putting that surplus to work right now. And Luke, if you have that, let's hear what Senate President Dale Capenga had to say. Okay, we're going to assume we don't know what Dale. What he said was, well, we're not coming back because we don't come back. We're a part-time legislature, and we don't want to meet too close to an election, which is wrong. It's wrong on both counts. You got it now, Luke? Let's hear it.
Are Republicans just saying no to this because we're 2 months away from the election?
Well, Republicans are saying no to it because, again, we don't come into session. We end session. We're a part-time legislature. We end session to try to make sure that we don't do political moves right near the election through the legislature. And it's a historical precedent.
So he's wrong on two counts here, Jeff. One is that we're a part-time legislature. You're not. Wisconsin is one of only 10 states with a full-time legislature. They can meet throughout the year. There's no constitutional limits, and they get paid, pardon me for sharing your salary, $50,000 a year. And then the second part is, well, we don't meet close to an election. You took yourself out of session around March 1st. He said that's historical precedent. No, it's not historical precedent. They meet throughout. So when you hear one of the leading Senate Republicans giving two falsehoods in one answer about dealing with that state surplus, Jeff, what does it tell you about what you think their designs really are?
Well, just think about this. Over the last couple of years, we took two big vacations of 10 months. In 2020, chose to go home, do nothing while people were suffering through a pandemic when we had opportunity and Governor Evers kept proposing things that he needed the legislature to help him accomplish. They didn't want to help Governor Evers, so they let people suffer. Now we're doing it again. And you're exactly right, Pat. I do talk about this. I'm not afraid to, because I've been there. I've been a challenger against incumbency, and I know how hard it is for people to actually compete with the fact that we are paid to run for office. Whereas, let's think, the comparison is this. As much as you might have disdain for U.S. Congress, they stay in session all the way till September of an election year and come back and forth from Washington to home all year long until September of an election year. And we are just talking about within our own state, not able to come back and do the right thing. And when you mentioned earlier that $5 billion surplus, we could do the right thing. Maybe we wouldn't have to have all these referendums on the ballot this fall. We could take care of that right now.
So true. When you think of the property tax relief that that single move would make. And if you're thinking, well, Republicans just want there to be less government, and so they want to do less. Again, in normal times, that might be an acceptable answer. But Jeff, as you just said, in 2020, they took a 9-month paid vacation when there were very real issues that needed to be taken care of related to the pandemic. I have said many a time, so now I have to make sure I'm not just, you know, speaking out of school here, but my assertion has been that Republicans are hoping that if Tim Michaels defeats Governor Tony Evers, that one of the very first steps they'll take, either in the state budget or beyond the state budget debate, is to put most or all of that $5 billion in tax cuts that will benefit mostly the wealthiest and corporations. Is that a poor assumption on my part?
I think we can assume that considering their history, correct? And again, I just want to point out, are you kidding me? We should be nimble. Life changes all the time, as we found out in 2020. And if we're really serving the needs of the public, we should be working when they need us to.
And instead, the only work that we really saw in 2020 was them going to court to continually challenge things that Governor Evers and the Department of Health Services were doing.
So, but, you know, I'm sorry, I got to add one thing here, Pat, because you can just sort of bookend this. From the day that Governor Evers was elected in December, before he took office, they did come together, special session. How about that? They came together, and what were they? Did they come there for? To change the rules to handcuff the governor and the attorney general from doing their job. And now on this end of the 4-year term, they're doing it again by not coming in and doing what they need to do with the surplus that has been created by good leadership in this state. And, you know, so I think you can bookend that and tie it together in a bow here, that this is the way they operate.
It is the way that I put it over the weekend to somebody, is that gerrymandering is one hell of a drug, because there will be things that in earlier times, maybe somebody, some politician, in this case, a Republican, might hesitate to say or try to couch the language. And instead, they just come right out and say things now, Jeff, because with the exception of just a tiny handful of districts, they're all safe.
Yeah, it's true. Isn't it interesting how I was thinking this when I see Michael's ads these days about he's going to come in and fix things. Well, your party has actually been in charge for 12 years in the legislature. Does that mean you're going to break gerrymandering? Is that mean? I mean, I want to know what does that actually mean, since it is the responsibility of the legislature to pass things and send things to the governor, which the governor's only job is to sign things.
It's a very fair question to ask. But when you, have the security that comes with rigging the maps, again, you can say things that you can't imagine otherwise. And another great example from a Republican legislator came up this past weekend from State Representative Adam Nealon of Pewaukee. And this is about the issue of student loan debt forgiveness. And this, too, should be something that is not necessarily a partisan issue. And even if there is partisan disagreement on, you know, how or whether to forgive student loan debt, the one thing you would expect a Republican to say is, well, we certainly aren't going to tax that forgiven amount of debt as income. And yet Wisconsin is one of only 13 states in the country that still would do that. And so Representative Nealon was asked by TMJ, and by the way, the first time around, that was WISN, forgive me for the wrong credit there, but Adam Nealon was asked about whether Wisconsin Republicans would either come into session or next year make sure that they join the vast majority of other states in waiving state income taxes, give that tax break to borrowers whose student loan debt has just been forgiven. And here's what he had to say.
I'm a Republican, but this might be the first tax break that I would oppose.
Representative Nealon.
That was the reporter track there. But yeah, he said, I'm a Republican, and this might be the first tax break I oppose, not for a massive corporation or anything else, but for people who had student loan debt, Jeff. I mean, talk about saying the quiet parts out loud.
They are not complaining about the PPP forgivable loans that the people they really serve got raked in. My opponent took in $135,000 in PPP loans. I'm just waiting to see what he has to say about the student loans out there. But it's hypocrisy. This is the hypocrisy party. We're used to that, Pat.
So let's turn to, instead of what Republicans are saying, doing, and not doing, let's get back to your race and that of other Democrats around Wisconsin. And as you have these conversations, either the pop-up ones or in the other, you know, parades, forums, things that you do, first off, what are you saying are your priorities? And then we'll get into what people say they want as well, and we'll see if they jive. But what is it that you're, when they say, what is it that you want to do? What is it you would do if you, you know, had control again? What do you tell them?
Well, what we would do right off the bat is protect women's reproductive rights. I think that has obviously now raised its ugly head, and I hear it at the doors from men and women. What are you going to do about this? What can the state do to protect women? And we need to repeal that law. We need to do whatever we can to bring women back into the 21st century, and an equal footing with the rest of us. That is really important. The other is, we need to, of course, fix that gerrymandering. If we were in charge, we need to do that. It's bad for democracy. There just isn't. People's votes are stolen right now because of that. And so protect people's ability to vote. We can, and then of course, remove all this silly and unnecessary funding of private education over public education. And that is the way it is. It's private first and then public right now with the people who are in charge in the legislature. And because we can only afford to support one public school system, and we need to get back to making sure we do that properly. And then finally, for the economy, there's a number of things, but one of them that we can easily help with is in the realm of childcare. The people who can get back to work if they have the ability and can to afford childcare. And that's just a huge issue right now. And I've had a number of meetings and forums on that issue with business and with community groups and chambers of commerce and the public entity as well.
You know, we've talked to Sean Fedaplace from Main Street Alliance, which has really turned out to be essentially the alternative to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, especially for small hometown businesses. And they're really capturing that frustration of small business owners. And you were one yourself for many years. Small business owners are often thought of as leaning Republican, but as you just said, a lot of them have real issues that they're frustrated the legislature and Republicans in Congress are not embracing.
Boy, is that true. It is still frustrating, though. There are a number who are just raised on the idea that if you're a small business, you're supposed to be a Republican. But you look at the members of the WMC, for instance. Who are they serving? They're serving the very largest corporations in the state and raking in the membership fees from small companies, but they're not serving them. We can't tell people that. They have to experience it themselves and find out who's really there for them. I don't know what else to say about that other than, you know, because you know what it is. The more we tell them, the more they want to argue and fight or dig their heels in.
Although, as we've certainly seen with women's reproductive rights, we've seen people essentially say, well, this doesn't mean I'm voting Democratic, but I'm definitely, you know, soured on what Republicans these days are doing. Can you stick around for a couple minutes more? I know you got to run away.
Sure.
Yep. All right. Jeff Smith will rejoin us on the other side of this break. You're up north.